Welcome to the Vintage Faith Podcast. We are a Foursquare church based in Culver City, California. We're committed to taking care of our community through the teachings of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. Our heart is to encounter God, equip the church, and love the city. Expect to hear sermons from our senior pastor, Matt Kladnick, as well as our guest speakers. For more info, check us out at vffchurch.com.
Hey, everybody. Matt here. Hey, we have a very special guest preacher today. His name is Justin Klatt. Justin and his wife, Janae, are friends of ours. They live over in Arizona, and he's going to be bringing the word today. So if you are not already sitting at the edge of your seat, just slide your tush out a little bit. Get your ears ready to hear the good word that Justin has for all of us. I pray that our hearts and our minds will be open to receive the message from God's word today. So Justin, bring it.
What up, Vintage Faith? What up, Vintage Faith? I am so grateful and honored to be at church with you today in your community. I am just so excited. I was so excited to be asked by your pastors to share a word from the Lord for your church this week. My name is Pastor Justin Klatt, and my wife's name is Janae. And Janae and I pastor a church called Imagine Church that meets all over the country in small local communities and also in online communities. But I was asked today to share a word for your church because we are friends with your amazing pastors. And when I say that we are friends with your amazing pastors, that is somewhat of an understatement because it's more like that the four of us are best friends. So yeah, your pastors are my best friends and my wife's best friends, and we love it. About a year ago, Pastor Matt and Pastor Grace called my wife and I and said, hey, we want to talk more with you guys about Imagine Church and how you guys are successfully doing church online, even before COVID. Let's talk about this. And so we jumped on a Zoom call and we all hit it off, all four of us. We laughed and we talked about church and things we like and things we don't like and things that need to change in COVID. And it was just awesome. So since then, we have become super close. We have even vacationed together and eaten meals together and talk on the phone and FaceTime. Pastor Matt FaceTime. He likes to FaceTime way more than I do. No, but seriously, as you can tell, we love your pastors. They are doing great things for you and your church community. And I have been so encouraged by how well your pastors have led you through this COVID season. You all of you, ramped up your online presence super fast and with excellence. And I absolutely love, here, this is my favorite part. I love that you guys at Vintage Faith take time in your sermons to discuss certain points throughout the sermon, to disciple each other, to encourage each other, to type in the chat box something you learned from the last few minutes of preaching. That is real church. So I'm excited that you guys do that. We do that in our church as well, and I'm excited to share something with you that's been on my heart, and we will have a couple community times for you guys to disciple each other. Well, today's message is titled, God is our Father, and He has good gifts for you. God is our Father. Principle number one, truth number one, God is our Father. He's our Heavenly Father, and He has good gifts for you. I want to start out by telling you that I am a father. Janae and I have two daughters. Zoe Jane is 11 and McCallum, who is 8. I love being a dad of girls. I am like putty in their hands. They are so amazing and I would do anything for them. This happens to be another thing that your pastor, Matt, and I have in common. We have a house full of girls. I love it. Most of the time, I love it. One of the small things that I do to show my daughters that I love them is this. Probably about once a week, I will roll down all four windows of the car. We'll be driving, we'll pull up to a stoplight or just be driving, and I might see some people like at a bus stop or something, and we'll just be driving. I will roll all the windows down, and I will yell out of my window at the top of my lungs, "I love my daughters! I love Zoe Jane! I love McCallum!" And we all laugh. My daughters will get sort of embarrassed, but then they will reciprocate, and they will yell outside of their window, "We love our dada!" And it is so cute. Let me, like, it is so cute. But it is, it just says something to them. It says to them, hey, I am not embarrassed by how much I love you. I am not embarrassed to yell outside of this car to the people on the street to tell them how much you mean to me. This is something that they will never forget. They know that their dad will go any distance to show that he loves them. Today, I want to take you through a few scriptures and talk through how much your Heavenly Father loves and cherishes you. You know, especially with church these days, since COVID, we all come from different countries, different states, different cities, different cultures, and we all had different kinds of parents growing up. Some of us had fathers who were tough, but you knew that he loved you. Some of us had more caring and nurturing fathers. Some of us didn't even know our fathers. Or some of us knew our fathers and they were kind, but we still just never quite knew where we stood with them. We've all had these different kinds of parents or fathers. But I am here to look you in the eyes through this camera and tell you that you have a Heavenly Father who loves you. A dad who cares and is close. A Heavenly Father that is head over heels for you. Someone watching this right now needed to hear that. You have a Father who loves you, who cares for you, who is watching over you, who has plans for you. You have a God and a Father in heaven who adores you and loves you no matter what your past is. No matter what wrongs you did this morning or 10 years ago. In fact, our God knows the future and he knows what you will do wrong tomorrow and he loves you unconditionally. You have a Heavenly Father that would roll down the windows of the car and yell out to the world, "I love my son, Matt. I love my daughter. I love my kids." That's how much your Heavenly Father loves you. And on top of all of this, you know what? He has good gifts for you. Here at Vintage Faith, we believe in community. We believe that people like you, either sitting in your living room with a few people discussing questions or watching the live streams and sharing your thoughts in the chat, or even if you're in the church building talking with each other, this is real church. Real church is when we are discipling each other, when we are pastoring each other, when we are encouraging and praying for each other. The sermon the teaching from Pastor Matt or Pastor Grace or Pastor Justin or whoever, the sermon is not real church. The sermon is beneficial. The sermon is good truth. The sermon is us bringing you God's word, but it is just starting the conversation for you to disciple each other, for you to pastor each other and care for each other and hold each other accountable and spur each other on and ironing, sharpening iron. And so we are going to do this right now. A time of discipling each other. Here at our church, we call this community time. I forgot to ask Pastor Matt before I recorded this what you guys call this, but for lack of a better word, we're going to call it that. We're going to have community time. So wherever you are at right now, turn to the people around you and encourage each other on this community time. Has there ever been a time in your life that something great happened to you, and you either knew right away or soon after the fact that it was truly a gift from your Heavenly Father? I grew up hearing a story from my dad. Now, let me preface this story by telling you that my grandpa, since this story has took place, has accepted Jesus as his Savior. He is saved and he is a great man. But when my dad was 11, my dad asked my grandpa for Christmas for one of those fat boy trail bikes. You know, those little motorcycle trail bikes with like the really fat knobby tires, and they just to like put around the desert or whatever. Like, I think they were called like Fat Boy something. Well, my dad asked for one of these. And my grandpa and my grandma were divorced at this time. And so my grandpa had married another lady and had a couple stepkids. And one of the stepsons was my dad's age. So they were both like right about 11 years old. And so my dad asked my grandpa, hey, can I have one of these trail bikes for Christmas? And my grandpa thought that this bike was a great idea. And so what happened was my grandpa did buy one of those bikes. But instead of giving it to my dad, who asked for it, he gave it to his stepson. So my dad's stepbrother got the bike that my dad asked for. This story doesn't make my grandpa a bad man or a bad dad, but it does show us one thing. It shows us that our earthly dads, or even me as an earthly dad, are human and make bad choices. Choices that hurt their kids. Choices that kids will grow up one day and tell their kids about. I know for a fact my girls will end up looking back at their childhood and remember some of the mistakes I made in my parenting. I know that they will have things that they say, I will not do that or say that to my kids. As much as I cherish and protect and love on my daughters, I am not perfect, and I know that they will have some things to work through. But, this is the big but, we will never have to do that with our Heavenly Father. He is a perfect dad. He is faithful. In fact, I like to say he is perfectly faithful. He has our best interests at heart. He is loving, and he has good gifts for you and me. Read with me this scripture. Matthew chapter 7, verses 9 through 11 says this. You parents, if your children ask you for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? Or If they ask you for a fish, do you give them a snake? Of course not. That would be idiotic. And obviously, that is my translation. But anyways, okay, back to scripture. So, if you, as sinful parents, know how to give good gifts to your kids, how much more will your Heavenly Father give good gifts to you? Now, that verse says a lot. Your God, your Heavenly Father, has good gifts for you. He will take care of you even when it does not feel like it. In fact, we cannot go off of what we feel. It does not feel like God is there. Sometimes it doesn't feel like He can hear us. Sometimes it doesn't feel like He's responding. Sometimes it doesn't feel like He's listening. But we cannot go off of our feelings. We have to go off the truth of God's character and what we see in the Bible. He has good gifts for you. He is your protector. He is your Father who cares and loves and provides. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18 says this, "And I will be your father, and you will be my sons and my daughters, says the Lord." Psalm 103, verses 12 through 17, "God has removed our sins from us as far as the east is from the west. Our Lord is a father to His children, tender and compassionate to those who fear Him. For God knows how weak we are. He remembers we are only dust. Our days on earth are like grass, like wildflowers. We bloom and then we die. The wind blows and then we are gone, as though we were never here. But the love of the Lord remains forever with those who fear Him." This reminds me of a man in the Bible who experienced this type of fear. And it shows us the true love and forgiveness and acceptance that our Heavenly Father, that your Heavenly Father, has even when we mess up, and even when we mess up big time. Jesus tells us this story in the book of Luke. The story is called The Prodigal Son. It is of a young man who was tired of living under the covering of his dad. His dad was rich, and so he asked, this son asked for his inheritance early and left home and squandered it. Picture with me, if you will, a rich kid. He has all the stuff that he wants, but he wants and thinks that he wants his freedom. He tells his dad, "Hey, I want my freedom and I want my inheritance." And then he leaves and he spends it all partying, living it up. Time goes by and he ends up so broke that he starts living and eating with the pigs in the pig farm. He was starving so much that he even ate what the pigs were eating. The Bible actually says it this way: the pig food began to look appetizing to him. Finally, one morning, he wakes up and he says to himself, "Wait a minute. Even the hired help for my father lives better than I'm living right now. Maybe I should go back and just work, just be a servant for my dad." And so this young man humbled himself and he started walking back to his dad's palace, knowing that he was an idiot. Oh, knowing that he was an idiot, knowing that he was disgraceful, that he disgraced his dad's name, knowing that he was going back to be a servant instead of a son, knowing how embarrassing this walk of shame was going to be. But then his father saw him from a distance. His dad, knowing that his son wasted his inheritance, knowing that his son disgraced his name, knowing that his son had lived in some crazy sinful ways, and he had a feast prepared for him and gifts of a robe and a ring brought to him. And he was waiting for his son. And as soon as his son walked up, he embraced him and he kissed him. Picture this with me, if you will, vintage faith. You are dirty. Me too. I'm saying it. We are dirty, stinky, humiliated. We grew up rich, but we ended up living and eating with the pigs. But you do this walk of shame back home, broke, spending your entire inheritance on sinful living, running your family's name into the ground. And then you walk up and your dad is there with a feast and gifts of clothes and jewelries. That is crazy. Jesus told this story to the self-righteous, holy Pharisees and preachers of the day because he was trying to show them how God is our Heavenly Father, how he is forgiving and gracious and loving. We all sin. We all lie. We all have cheated. We all have stolen. We all live selfishly. We disgrace God's name. We squander. We waste the gifts and the talents and the money that God gives us. But because he is a loving father, he awaits for us to return. He awaits for us to come back with a feast and gifts as if we'd never left. He restores us back into the family as if we never left, as if we had never even messed up. In this story, the servants put the robe and the ring on the son's finger before he even took a shower, while he still smelled like the pigs. People of vintage faith, I want you to share in your communities. I want you to chat about a time in your journey with Jesus that you know that you drifted away from him, that you dragged your Heavenly Father's name through the mud. But when you came back to him in humility, he welcomed you back with his loving arms and his endless grace. Encourage each other with these stories, and I will see you back here soon. Ready, set, go. Let me sum all of this up for you, church. We all have sinned and fallen short of God's glory, especially Pastor Matt. Am I right? Oh my gosh, such a bad joke. I'm sorry, Pastor Matt. Amen. All right. We have all slept with the pigs at times of our life. We have all disgraced God's name. But like the Father in this story that we talked about, your Heavenly Father is waiting for you every time with a new inheritance, with a ring and a robe and a feast. And you know what? You do not even need to shower first. You do not need to clean up and present yourself worthy. Your Father has good gifts for you because you are his son, because you are his daughter. His grace is sufficient to cover all of your crap. He loves you and he's watching for you. He's ready to see you coming from a distance, waiting with the feast and the robe and the ring. He has good gifts for you. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, today I pray for the people of Vintage Faith, Foursquare Church, Culver City and around the globe, Lord, those that are sitting in their living rooms with a couple of people, those that are watching on the live stream and chatting in the box, those that are sitting in the church building, Lord, every person that's connected to Vintage Faith today, I pray blessing for. I would venture to say that most people at Vintage Faith sort of knew everything I said today. Because it's just a fact. You are our Father. You care. You love. But today's teaching was for the couple of people that don't really trust that, that don't really believe that, that don't really have the faith to accept that unconditionally. And so, Lord, I pray for anyone struggling with knowing how much you care, with knowing that you are not a vengeful God who is out to get us when we do something wrong, but you are a loving Father who is just waiting to give good gifts to us. Lord, I pray for all of us this next week that you would speak to us, that you would give us visions of our future, that you would wrap your loving arms around us, and that you would reveal yourself even more and more to anyone who doesn't fully understand how much you love them. Lord, thank you for giving me the opportunity to share with Vintage Faith today. In Jesus' name, amen. Don't take what God spoke to you today and just internalize it. I'm asking you to speak it out with somebody. Process it out with somebody. Find somebody in your church community. Call one of your pastors. Call your life group leader. Pastor each other. Disciple each other. Say, hey, I really learned this, or I need prayer for this, or you know what? My dad was such a jerk that I really have a hard time viewing God as a good, loving father because I've never had an example of that. Whatever it is, find somebody, talk to them, disciple each other, encourage each other, pray for each other. This is church. I love you guys. Thank you so much for giving me your time today. And I pray that you have a blessed week. Love you. Bye.
Thank you for joining us today. Wasn't that a great message? Thank you so much. And remember, be the church.